Good evening, everyone. Brian Newber here, GoldBlack.com, live in his car once again, this time driving through the dark Milwaukee night, headed back to my hotel from Fiserv Forum, the house that Giannis built following Purdue's 81-71 win over Texas in the second round of the NCAA tournament as Purdue advances to next weekend's Sweet 16 game against St. Peter's in Philadelphia. I don't know why I'm talking in like a William Shatner kind of cadence here, but I'll try to knock it off. I'm sure it's creepy. So Purdue wins 81-71 over Texas. This is your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast. It is brought to you by our friends at Falls Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn, which I'll not be driving by tonight because I'm in Wisconsin. Purdue wins 81-71 once again. Just a really good all-around win for Purdue. Very eventful up and down type of deal, from being up 14 in the first half after holding Texas scoreless for nearly 9 minutes, underscoring the fact that Purdue's really come of age defensively here the last couple weeks. And that is a really, really, really good sign, because this is when you want to be at your best in everything you do. And especially for Purdue, defense is certainly one of the areas where they have had some gaps to fill in. But for the better part of like 6 weeks now, they've been pretty good. And I don't think they've gotten credit for it because people still look at metrics and don't take into account context of turnovers or style of play or anything like that. But Purdue's been pretty good defensively. Purdue was really good defensively today. Texas missed 16 straight shots at one point in the first half. Nevertheless, there was a run. There's always a run. College basketball at the NCAA tournament, there will always be a run. So if you thought that Purdue being up 14 in the first half meant that Purdue was going to coast to an easy win here, the joke was on you. Texas made its run. This was a very back-and-forth affair. Through the second half, Texas briefly took a lead. But then Purdue's mettle really showed up. M-E-T-T-L-E, not like the substance that you make stuff out of. Mettle, your will, your intestinal fortitude, whatever sort of proxy term you want to use for metal, that really showed up for Purdue, because there were a couple of those slippery slope moments for Purdue in the second half, the first of which being when Texas took that lead, and then the second one being after Purdue broke the game open again and seemingly had the thing won, going up 10 with 2.5 minutes to go, before a comedy of errors ensued, as tends to happen to Purdue at times, one way or another. Starting with a four-point play by Texas right after Purdue went up 10, and then extending to a lane violation on Purdue that wiped out a free throw that would have made it a two-possession game when it ended up instead being a three-point game with a minute to go. But that was the point in the game where, hey, it's really good to have Jaden Ivey on your team. And Jaden Ivey made as big a shot as, I think I've seen in an NCAA tournament game from a Purdue player, aside from Chris Kramer's game winner against Siena. Oh, I'm sorry, Texas A&M years ago. Just a really big shot by Jaden Ivey with a minute to go. He is a killer. And what he did right there was he killed. And that was just an enormous shot for Purdue. Kind of the play that won the night. But I think that mentioning Jaden Ivey's clutch shooting there, he made two threes in the final few minutes of the game. Purdue actually only made six threes in the game, and four of them came in the last 9.5 minutes. So if you're going to shoot not so great, make the big ones, make the ones that matter the most, and all is well. And that's exactly what Purdue did. They were clutch tonight, very clutch, very, very clutch. I mentioned Jaden Ivey first among individuals, but Travion Williams, this was a classic Travion Williams game. 22 points on 10 of 13 shooting, carried Purdue offensively in the first half. Really gave you that foundation he so often has given Purdue throughout his career. Just some of the best of Travion Williams in this game. Can't say enough about the way he played. Can't say enough about Purdue's other pieces. This was a brilliant game for Ethan Morton. I'm not just going to say a good game. I'm going to say a brilliant game. Because he made two enormous threes when Purdue couldn't make threes. That's not really... Even though he shot the ball really well this year, that's not like the thing that you put him in the game expecting him to do. But he's been doing it all year, so maybe you should. But anyway, he makes two really big threes, but he also exhibits his defensive versatility again, something I thought could be a real plus for Purdue this postseason. And I've been very right so far, because he went from guarding Azar Swain the other day well in the second half to guarding Marcus Carr very well in the second half today. Even though Carr got his 23 points or whatever, he didn't do very much of it against Morton. Morton has guarded all sorts of great players this year, all shapes and sizes, and he has generally done very well, and that's a really big deal for Purdue. Speaks volumes about him as a player, not just that he can do it, but that he's prepared to do it, and that's half the battle. He's preparing to do it, and he's very much prepared to do it. Mason Gillis was the other guy. You know, I mentioned before the season I thought Purdue had two potentially elite role players on this team in Ethan Morton and Mason Gillis, and boy, they were absolutely elite role players tonight, because Mason Gillis made a couple more of those Mason Gillis plays where he steals you back a possession in a game where possessions really matter. Purdue scored off at least one of them. I'll have to go back and check the other one. But big-time effort by him. He was really good on the defensive glass, as usual, and that was a big part of this game, too. Purdue out-rebounded the hell out of Texas, which was the perfect complement to Purdue's excellent half-court defense. Just a really, really great all-around game for Purdue, a great all-around win, I should say, for Purdue. Things are really coming together for them. You know, they're defending as well as they have all season long for an extended stretch here. They're getting all the calls they didn't get in Big Ten play, and I think that's been a really big deal. You know, Purdue outscores them. Purdue scores 30-plus points in the free throw line today and only allows 7. That's a huge deal, obviously. And I think getting away from Big Ten officials, as we thought might be the case, has been a really good deal for Purdue, because all the things that are probably fouls but don't always get called fouls in Big Ten play, they're now fouls. And that's getting people in foul trouble. That's getting Purdue in the bonus. That's allowing Purdue to overcome its underwhelming, sometimes, foul shooting with volume. And that's just been a really big deal. So there's a lot going well for Purdue right now. Jaden Ivey's playing at a really high level. Their big guys have been everything they've needed their big guys to be. The role players have been everything they've needed their role players to be. I haven't mentioned Eric Hunter yet. He's been really good in these first two games, I think, even though he didn't shoot terribly well tonight. Things are looking up for Purdue. Things that are unfolding favorably for Purdue. You know, you get St. Peter's in the Sweet 16, and if you overlook them after what they've done, the joke's on you. That's the second time in this podcast I've said that. But history tells me that the Cinderella, you know, when they come back from that first weekend, you know, things get different. Reality sets in a little bit, and, you know, they're more likely to turn into a pumpkin than continue to do what they've been doing. Kentucky's out, Baylor's out, it's St. Peter's, and then either UCLA or North Carolina if you can get past St. Peter's. Things are unfolding favorably for Purdue. Purdue is playing really well right now, and I think it's a very positive time for Purdue in this NCAA tournament. So that's what I got. I'm back at my hotel here, so I'm going to cut this short. Not that it's short, but I'm going to cut it off. For GoldenBlack.com, this is Brian Newbert, following Purdue's 81-71. Win over Texas at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Thank you to Follett's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill and Ripple and Company, and the Whitaker Inn for your support once again. I will talk to you guys again from Philadelphia this weekend. So thanks, everybody.